براءة من الله ورسوله إلى الذين عاهدتم من المشركين.
This is a declaration of disavowal by Allah and His Messenger to those who associate others with Allah in His divinity and with whom you have made treaties. This is a declaration of disavowal.
The first discourse, verses 1 to 37, was revealed in 9 after Hijri, 631 CE, at a time when the Prophet, peace be upon him, had already sent Abu Bakr as leader of the pilgrims to perform the Hajj. The Prophet, peace be upon him, dispatched Ali to Mecca and directed him to not only recite the verses concerned publicly in the presence of the Hujjaj, pilgrims, but also to make the following proclamation on the occasion. 1. That no one who refuses to accept Islam would enter paradise. 2. That no polytheist would henceforth be allowed to perform Hajj. 3. That naked circumambulation around the Kaaba, a pre-Islamic Arabian practice, would henceforth be forbidden. 4. That the treaties concluded between the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the unbelievers which were still in force, since the other party had not broken them, would be honored until the expiry of their terms. Accordingly, Ali made these announcements on the 10th of Zulhijjah, 9 after Hijri.
And with whom you have made treaties?
The Quran had already laid down the rule, if you fear treachery from any group, then publicly throw their covenant at them, 858, and publicly terminate the treaty. This Quranic principle also applied to those tribes that, despite their treaties, had constantly conspired against and were openly hostile to Islam whenever the opportunity presented itself. The public annulment of the treaties presented the polytheists with three alternatives. They could either come out into the open and engage in conflict with the Islamic State, which would have led to their total extinction. They could flee from Arabia, or they could embrace Islam and submit themselves and the lands which they controlled to the Islamic State.
فَسِيحُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ غَيْرُ مُعْجِزِ اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْزِي الْكَافِرِينَ.
You may go about freely in the land for 4 months, but know well that you will not be able to frustrate Allah, and that Allah will bring disgrace upon those who deny the truth.
وَأَذَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ بَرِيءٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَرَسُولُهُ فَإِنْ تُبْتُمْ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ غَيْرُ مُعْجِزِ اللَّهِ وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
This is a public proclamation by Allah and His Messenger to all people on the day of the great pilgrimage. Allah is free from all obligation to those who associate others with Allah in His divinity, and so is His Messenger. If you repent, it shall be for your own good, but if you turn away, then know well that you will not be able to frustrate Allah. So give glad tidings of a painful chastisement to those who disbelieve, to all people on the day of the great pilgrimage.
Al-Hajj al-Akbar, the day of greater pilgrimage, is in contrast to Al-Hajj al-Asghar, that is, Umrah, or minor pilgrimage. The pilgrimage performed on the appointed dates in the month of Zulhijjah is called the greater pilgrimage.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ عَاهَدْتُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَنْقُصُوكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَمْ يُظَاهِرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَحَدًا فَأَتِمُّوا إِلَيْهِمْ عَهْدَهُمْ إِلَى مُدَّتِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
In exception to those who associate others with Allah in His divinity, are those with whom you have made treaties and who have not violated their treaties, nor have backed up anyone against you. Fulfill your treaties with them till the end of their term. Surely, Allah loves the pious.
فَإِذَا انْسَلَخَ الْأَشْهُرُ الْحُرُمُ فَاقْتُلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَخُذُوهُمْ وَاحْصُرُوهُمْ وَاقْعُدُوا لَهُمْ كُلَّ مَرْصَدٍ فَإِنْ تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُا الزَّكَاةَ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
But when the sacred months expire, slay those who associate others with Allah in His divinity, wherever you find them, seize them and besiege them and lie in wait for them. But if they repent and establish the prayer and pay zakah, leave them alone. Surely Allah is all-forgiving, ever merciful. But when the sacred months expire,
the expression sacred months refers to the 4 months of respite granted to the polytheists. Since it was not lawful for Muslims to attack the polytheists during those months, they were characterized as hurum, sacred, prohibited.
But if they repent and establish the prayer and pay zakah, leave them alone.
Apart from a disavowal of unbelief in polytheism, the Muslims are required to establish prayers and pay zakah. Without these, their claim that they had abandoned unbelief and embraced Islam would have no credence.
وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِغْهُ مَأْمَنَهُ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
And if any of those who associate others with Allah in His divinity seeks asylum, grant him asylum, that he may hear the word of Allah, and then escort him to safety, for they are a people who do not know.